Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thank you, Tom, for that, for bringing this back in, Mr. Petty. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Mr. Joel LaBava, the Franchise King. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find Joel's websites. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. What's new in the world of franchising?
Some of the marketing things are going to be changing a little bit in 2015. For the past couple of years, really, really savvy marketers have been talking about videos and using videos.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, YouTube is the number two search engine in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Most people don't know that. And it's really important to get some videos going on your website, and to think about using videos for advertising. So videos in 2015 are really, really going to be hot.
Well, this is something I've been talking to my small business audience about for a long time, folks. You know I have. Is, you know, get a flip phone, back when you could get flip phones, get your smartphone out, hit the video capability there, and do a 53-second video, you know, whatever it might be, introducing yourself, showing people how to put a part on a mower, or how to clean the gutters, or how to mix paint. I don't care. Some kind of franchise folks. You know, choose your own ideas. But people like these. They like them. They like them short, and they like them to be human, don't they, Joel?
That's right. Try to keep them at 3 minutes or less if you can.
All my videos are 3 minutes or less.
Yep. And, if it's okay to do a series, you know, to record a new video every day. Just keep it, 3 minutes or less. The attention span is not going up in our fast-paced world.
Unfortunately.
But there's a few other things. Search engine marketing is still important. The reason that it's important to do a lot of things in 2015, a lot of different things, is because of the major search engines like Google, who are always changing things and changing what's called their ranking signals, mm-hmm. what they're looking for to rank a website high. So it's important to use a lot of different things. Videos, if you have not set up a company blog, 2015 is the year you need to do it. PR is still very, very important.
All right, tell them the difference between marketing and PR.
Yeah, marketing and PR. PR is really getting the word out about events and news. And also avoiding the negative things that may happen to your company and getting in front of it fast. Kind of like what Bill Cosby is going through now.
Mm-hmm.
His PR agency so far is obviously making suggestions along with the attorney to not talk. So, but a PR firm is good about that. But marketing is definitely more long-term and has to do with reach and repetition.
Well, PR is things that are not marketing about your business or about your product or your brand. It's about information about what your brand is doing, right? It's about the people inside your organization, what they're doing. Whereas marketing is more PR should seem as if it's external. It's being sourced externally, where marketing is clearly sourced internally.
For sure.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and PR is really cool because, you know, you can get a press release out pretty fast, and there's a lot of press release submission services that you can
use
a press release to several different ones at the same time.
It's amazing. I'll tell you what, folks, you will be amazed if you do it right, if you use one of these services, you will be amazed how many people will read your press release.
That's right, and you can grab an RSS feed from any of the PR websites and have PR information about your industry sent to your email
right.
on a daily basis.
Right, and get some ideas about what other people are doing. Your competitors, your suppliers, the industry, the government, how the government is treating your industry, that sort of thing.
That's right, and it'll give you good ideas on things you can write about or create videos about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. All right, what else?
What else? You know, pay-per-click. Using Yahoo Ads or Google AdWords to attract people that are interested in specific parts of your business, whether it's a product or a service. Those are the ads that you see on the right-hand side of Google and Yahoo and Bing. Very, very important to include that if you have the budget and to not do it yourself. You will spend hundreds or thousands of dollars making mistakes until you get the right
combination. Who should we help? Who should we get to help us with that?
There are a lot of pay-per-click companies. I don't have a specific one that I use, but there are a lot of marketing companies that do have specialists in that field.
Probably somebody in your industry. If you go to talk to your industry trade group, they probably know some people, don't you think?
That's right.
Wouldn't that be a good place to start?
Yep, absolutely.
And that's another thing that I encourage small business owners to do is to get close, you know, get close to your trade group. And franchise organizations have trade groups too, don't they?
Yes, sure do. The International Franchise Association is the largest trade group, and I would imagine there are several suppliers.
Suppliers, but also wouldn't some of the larger sectors, like the restaurant franchise trade group, or there's probably somebody out there like that. So check them out, folks, and see if they can help you. I encourage you to join those organizations and let them know who you are. Hey, Joel, I need that website one more time, please.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
Don't forget his book, Become a Franchise Owner. Hey, Joel, thanks. Good job today. Come back soon.
Take care.
See you later. Joel LaBava. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.